message.
Failure. Let's talk about it. Yeah, that big scary F word we all avoid like it's an X at a party.
Failure.
But here's the thing. Failure is inevitable. It's like that random sock we always lose in the laundry. We don't want it to happen, but we know that it will. And you know what? It's actually a good thing. Think about it. Every successful person that we have admired has failed spectacularly at some point. Oprah got fired. J.K. Rowling was rejected more times than a telemarketer during dinner. Even Thomas Edison, you know, the light bulb guy, he said he didn't fail 10,000 times. He just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. Talk about spinning failure into PR gold. That's the way to do it. But let's zoom in on we regular folks. When we fail, we act like it's the end of the world. We bomb a presentation and suddenly we're Googling
remote jobs in the middle of nowhere.
We burn dinner and we're like, I'm not fit to be an adult. Relax. Failure is not a death sentence. It's feedback. It's the universe handing us a little sticky note that says, hey, maybe try something different. So,
reframe the fail.
Here's the trick, my friends. Stop calling it failure. Call it an experiment. Scientists experiment all the time. Do they cry when the chemical explodes in their face? No! They grab some goggles and keep going. Be the scientist of your own life. If something doesn't work out, just say, well, that's fascinating. Time to try it again.
Celebrate the fails.
Now listen, I know that sounds insane, but hear me out. Celebrate your failures, not in a throw a party kind of way, but at least acknowledge them. Failed a job interview? That's a step closer to finding the right job. Got ghosted on a date? Congratulations. You dodged someone who didn't deserve you anyway. The key is to stop treating failure like it's personal. Failure is not about you, it's about the process. It's not a reflection of your worth, it's a reflection of your growth.
The power of the so what?
When failure hits, ask yourself, so what? Miss the deadline? So what? Get better at managing your time. Didn't get the promotion? So what? Learn from it and level up your skills. Accidentally hit reply all on an email ranting about your boss? Okay, that's rough, but so what? It's a chance to polish up that resume. So what gives us the power to move forward instead of wallowing?
Failure is a teacher.
Here is the deal. It's not warm and fuzzy like a kindergarten teacher handing out gold stars, but it is a teacher. It's more like a drill sergeant yelling, get up and try again. But it's effective. Every failure gives us a lesson, and every lesson makes us better if we allow it. So the next time that you fail, and you will, we all will, don't hide under the covers, laugh at it, learn from it, and most importantly, keep going. Because failure is not the opposite of success, it's just part of the journey. Now, go out there, take risks, and fail spectacularly. And when you do, remember, you're just one step closer to that light bulb moment of your life. And Edison, he'd be proud.